Welcome back to Sports Central. We are in some crazy times in college athletics. We've talked about it a good bit here for the last few weeks. Imagine being one of those schools that really has a lot of questions, man, and a lot of concern over its future. Penn State is not one of those schools. Pitt is not really one of those schools. Penn State is certainly safe in the Big Ten. Pitt is safe in the ACC, and even if something happened to the ACC, Pitt would probably be joining the Big Ten as an AAU member school. I would think it's something. So Pitt's fine. What about West Virginia? Man, West Virginia, a lot of tradition, football and basketball, but with the Big 12, you wonder what's going to happen with that league. Mike Osti joins us right now from WV Sports Now and Pittsburgh Sports Live. Covers West Virginia out there. Mike, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. Busy time of year, surprisingly. Thought maybe there would be a little bit of a calm before football season gets underway, both the NFL and college football, but not the case. College football makes sure they get some headlines even while the NFL training camp's going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. How much uncertainty is there in the West Virginia athletic program now?
I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, we're at a 12 or a 13. There's levels of concern from certain people because, of course, this has been mostly a debate ever since the news broke out. And this is actually funny, Corey, because I brought this up on my show and others, that West Virginia, you mentioned the uncertainty now. West Virginia University has been the pillar of uncertainty since college football has started realigning about 10-plus years ago, since that conference realignment, to be honest with you, because at that point, there was concern about WVU despite the tradition, and at that point, people didn't know what was going to happen. They were managed to find a little safe landing in the Big 12, but actually, say what you went about on the field, is they've maybe taken a dip since prior to the Big 12 in terms of competitiveness, but it has helped build tremendous new facilities. It's helped recruiting. And culturally, it kind of even fits. So it's been a nice landing spot. But now, once again, they're in uncertainty. They're in a bit of concern. And, of course, fans, you know, there's a whole contingent that wants them in the ACC. There's a new contingent that seemingly would prefer them in the SEC, which I don't understand, to be honest with you. But there's just really a concern of where they're going to be because they certainly are an attractive commodity, but they don't bring a new media market that most of the major conferences don't already have. So in the ACC, they already have Pittsburgh because of Pitt. They already really even have DC because of Virginia and VTech and different connections. Big Ten maybe could bring Pittsburgh, but they probably would rather have Pitt. And there's just the issues with geographically and how and travel. The whole conversation today of the Pac-12 and Big 12 getting together to try to start a merger of a super conference, that would be the only way to make it equal and to save the Big 12. To be honest with you, that would be better than the AAC. But I will tell you, Corey, Bob Huggins, if he read that article, probably threw a chair because that man, as you know, is upset about 9 p.m. games. If they're in a Big 12 Pac-12 merger, he is never getting some sleep. So, so I don't think that really works for them. So I think West Virginia wants out of the conference. From what I've heard there from people that know Shane Lyons and that athletic program well, they are on the phone. They are trying to get out of the conference. That might be harder because ESPN now has been told to kind of stop helping teams. So it's a whole mess. But I would say West Virginia probably has more uncertainty around that program than any other in the country, similar to how it was 10 years ago.
Mike Osti joining us from Pittsburgh Sports Live and WV Sports Now. And it's a shame because we have to have hard conversations about this. West Virginia is a good school with a good football tradition and good basketball tradition. This has nothing to do with the sports.
No. Athletic program-wise, it's better than a lot if you go to Olympic sports.
Correct. It has to do with the reality of what do they bring to the table? How can you help me? And it's we've had this discussion from this side of the state, Mike, many, many times about the Pitt-Penn State football. Penn State can get 107,000 people if me and you and nine dudes from Walmart show up to play, okay?
Right.
Pitt can't get that. So right. I've said for years, Pitt can beat Penn State in any given year. It's not about competing or 12 to nothing or anything like that. It's about butts in the seats and money and dollar bills. And that's sure. why, you know, Penn State cannot, should not, will not ever agree to a continuing one-for-one with Pitt. You know, an occasional one-for-one can work. But that doesn't help Penn State financially. It really helps Pitt. But it has nothing to do with the competitive aspect of it. Pitt could beat Penn State. West Virginia could beat Penn State in any given week in football or basketball. But the issue is, as you mentioned, they're not an AAU member. This is not a knock on West Virginia University. It's just not what the Big Ten's looking for. Mike, is it what the ACC would be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was the issue that I didn't mention. The academics was the other end of things, because the ACC, even more so than the Big Ten, currently I believe every single school is within the top 100 as an overall institution. And that would not be the case if they included WVU, and that would bring the overall average down. This goes into a whole other conversation because, to be honest with you, I have a degree from WVU. They do have a great journalism department. They have a great medical department. There are departments that you look at concussions and concussion research. You do a Google search, you're going to find WVU. They have a lot of departments linguistically that are actually top 100 in the country that have had tons of success and won awards. Problem is, Corey, I don't even know if all your listeners are aware of this. They have something called the Promise Scholarship, which half the student body is probably from West Virginia, the other half from Pittsburgh, Florida, New Jersey, Maryland, D.C., all over the country, really. But if you are a high school student in West Virginia and you do certain levels of academic performance, and it doesn't even mean that you're valedictorian or anything, they basically promise you an education or a chance at going to WVU. And by doing that, or even making the overall institution easier to get into, because it is easier to get into the school itself than any of the schools you mentioned or in most of these major conference teams, even though what people don't look into, when for journalism, for example, Corey, you get into the school, it's easy to get into the school, but then 2 years into your schooling, you need to reapply to get into the J school, and if you fail that, you're done with a chance at a journalism degree. That's not brought up, and not every school does that, but it's easier to get into school. So that hurts overall rankings. It makes it a higher chance that you're going to have kids that fail out because you're letting everybody and their brother at least get a chance there. So maybe West Virginia, and this would be hard conversation to have, would have to tighten up on who they let into that program. Maybe they cannot let everybody in and give you a shot, because maybe that's going to ruin the athletics, which clearly fund half of the state. That's a hard conversation that may have to happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they don't bring anything unique in that regard. I do think their case, though, for the ACC right now is better than it was 10 years ago, because I do believe that 10 years ago, media market was a big deal. That's why the ACC didn't even want Louisville at first, despite being such a powerhouse in basketball, because they already had you know, that market, and that's why they added them late, and that's why they didn't want Cincinnati then, because they already had that TV market. I don't think now it's as big of a deal. People are cutting the cord on cable. They're using apps. It's about subscribers, eyeballs. I mean, this is funny, Corey. My career has been about digital media and eyeballs and subscribers the past 3 years. So is yours now with Nittany Sports Now. That's about eyeballs, subscribers, and digital media. That's what it's about now. So that is not a problem to have WVU. You know this. There's tons of fans. There's tons of interest. There's tons of subscribers and mm-hmm. eyeballs. Look at the way the sites churn. If that's what you want, you'll get it. So I don't think the media market's as big of a deal. And I actually think these conferences may have to sit down and have the same hard conversation that WVU people are having, in which they're saying, because of what the SEC is doing, because we're clearly headed to four super mega conferences, can we really afford to only take a school Can we really afford to not take a school just because of academics? If we feel they are a top 20 athletic program, if we feel they bring eyeball subscribers and money, we cannot say no just because of academics, because we need to compete and keep up with the Joneses of the SEC, etc. If the Big Ten or ACC ever wants to be the best conference in the country athletically, not second to the SEC in football, they may have to be willing to come down on academics and take a WVU that is guaranteed to compete if not win a title, but compete.
Yeah, that's a good one. Does it burn or chap folks in West Virginia that the Big Ten would take a Rutgers?
I think it does. I also think, because you're seeing this brought up a lot, where people are comparing schools that are already entrenched in conferences, I think it burns and chaps Mountaineer fans that Wake Forest is very, very lucky and guaranteed to be affiliated in the ACC when, let's face it, that program brings nothing to the table outside of academics. They bring no new media market. They bring no subscribers, hardly. They haven't been good in pretty much anything. So, but they're good because they're a North Carolina school and they've been in the conference forever. So I think that does chap some Mountaineer fans that there are some schools being just grandfathered in because of relationships. But I also think the Mountaineers are in a little better situation in terms of relationship. I think you mentioned with filling the stadium, Corey, flip this. If you're running the Pitt program, you probably want WVU in the ACC because the Mountaineers, when they come to Pittsburgh and WVU plays in Pittsburgh, there's a higher percentage of WVU fans in that stadium. I'm not saying in the city, but they go to the game in the stadium. They will help them sell tickets. Those rivalries will be helped for a lot of those middle-tier schools that aren't Clemson, Florida State, or Miami as brands. So I think it actually will be beneficial, and Pitt in particular has made it a point. Heather Like has made it a point that she wants a solid reputation and a solid relationship with West Virginia amongst other schools in conference. So outside of the conference, she said publicly she does carry a lot of weight of what WVU and her relationship is outside the ACC. That tells me if it ever came to a vote, I think they would get voted in. I think a lot of the middle-tier schools, not the elite ones, Pitt, Virginia Tech, those type of schools I think would be in favor of it. Because I think it would help them. And I think if they didn't vote it, Heather Like would ruin the entire relationship that she has. You would see no more pictures of her and Bob Huggins laughing if they would vote it down, because you'd be screwing the school.
Okay, so bottom line it for us, Mike. Mike Ossie from WV Sports Now. All right, so when all the dust is settled in this round, and it might take 2 or 3 years, when all the dust is settled, is West Virginia in whatever the Big 12 is at that time, a Big 12 Pac-12 merger? Is West Virginia in the AAC, the American Conference, or is West Virginia in the ACC?
Yeah, because that is what it comes down to. I mean, the Big 10 is not going to happen. The Pac-12 by itself would just be ludicrous, despite them being West Virginia. If I had to bet money, and it's really, really hard because I know it doesn't maybe sound good right now based on that they were rejected 10 years ago, I think it's 60% are in the ACC because of the relationship with Shane Lyons, who's a former ACC guy. He really has tight relationships. I do think part of that ESPN situation where the Big 12 said ESPN stop it was at West Virginia based on some reports because of that connection with TV deals. So I do think they have a 60% chance in the ACC, and there are some rumblings that that's already still a phone call Shane Lyons is making and that they'd be willing to beg, et cetera. Not a guarantee, though. The other 40% would be whatever Big 12 AAC merger thing. I don't think the Big 12 Pac-12 thing happens. I think it'd be a Big 12 AAC thing. And that would be worse because there would be no elite program there. There would be no Ohio State. There would be no Clemson. There would not even be USC as a brand name. They would be in a conference that maybe it would still be major and have the automatic playoff bid, which maybe would be a positive because it's an easier conference to win. But next TV deal would be harder. There would be no major brand there. And maybe West Virginia would become the elite brand, but it would be a lesser conference for sure. So the only monkey wrench, I think, to West Virginia in the ACC would be if UCF really wants to get in, because they maybe bring a lot more in terms of money. Or if Notre Dame would somehow change course and say, I would be willing to come in full-time in football, I don't see that happening because they would give up their NBC money to split money. But ACC also needs another team to get a new TV deal in 2025, around that time frame. So I think WVU would make sense, and I think makes more sense than Cincinnati or UConn that have been brought up as well, but because they don't bring much new either. But I think it's 60-40 ACC, and the rest is just a negative scenario. I don't think if it's not ACC, I think it's negative, whether it be whatever conference they're in or the random messages I get. Can they do it independent? No. That would be horrible. They're not Notre Dame. They're not going to get an NBC deal.
Yeah. Good stuff, Mike. Really appreciate the insight, buddy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a good day, man.
Great discussion there. Mike Ostie from Pittsburgh Sports Live and WV Sports Now.